fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and colour our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, Earth-protecting viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world.
Our worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 13 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa, or Taiwan, Channel 35 on multimedia on-demand of Chonghua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Sudanese authorities and the United Nations Children's Fund signed an accord to protect young people's welfare. In invention news, researchers in the USA create a new metallic glass alloy. In children news, Formosan or Taiwanese puppet theater highlights the importance of a vegetarian diet. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 21st, internationally renowned opera singer Plácido Domingo was born in Madrid, Spain in 1941. Mr. Domingo began singing for the public at an early age. By the 1970s, he was considered one of the greatest living tenors. Joining world-famous José Carreras and Luciano Pavarotti, he became part of the much-adored group, The Three Tenors. Plácido Domingo has sung in over 120 different roles and more than 1,000 performances. He has assisted many talented singers through the Young Artist programs. He has also helped others through numerous benefit concerts and charities such as Doctors Without Borders and Hear the World. Among the many honors bestowed upon him are several Grammy Awards, Knight Commander of the British Empire, the Grand Cross of Civil Order of Merit from Spain, and the Presidential Medal of Freedom from the United States. We wish you a happy and blessed birthday, Mr. Domingo, filled with joy such as you bring others with your precious talent.
Fly-in news, the case of climate change in Mars. For decades, the planet Mars has fascinated scientists due to its similarities to Earth in terms of geology, climate change, atmospheric chemistry, and potential for life. Recent detection of methane emanating from the ground on Mars has signaled to scientists at the US-based National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, that life on the planet is likely to now exist.
During a video conference to know more about this planetary neighbor, Supreme Master Television staff in Los Angeles, California, USA, had the precious opportunity to ask Supreme Master Qinghai questions about Mars. Through her deep insight and contact with Mars inhabitants, Supreme Master Qinghai revealed some truths about their experience of unnaturally caused climate change.
You see, the mass extinction came, they die. Not only humans, but the animals also, they die by two main poisonous gases, namely hydrogen sulfide and nitrous oxide, plus methane at the third course. Sulfide and methane from the livestock began to warm the climate and then triggered more other gases from the ocean, from permafrost and glacier around the planet, just like what's happening to our planet right now.
Fortunately, there survived a small minority, identified as being virtuous and vegetarian. It is their descendants who allowed their story to be told as a constructive warning for their counterparts on Earth.
The destruction happened too fast and no one can help anyone. Only 0.2% of them escaped, around 2 million, into the underground caves. And that's how they survived.
We are grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for this precious information about the planet Mars. We would also like to thank the Mars people for their kind consent in letting us know about them. With this somber historic reminder, may we quickly move to prevent a similar course by ceasing animal agriculture and adopting benevolent lifestyles.
For more incredible and virtual insights on Mars, please tune in to Between Master and Disciples on Supreme Master Television for the full broadcast of this video conference at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
U.S. President Barack Obama welcomed to office. In the days preceding the inauguration, the president-elect participated in numerous public activities and celebrations held in his honor.
On Tuesday, following his official swearing-in ceremony, the new President Obama addressed a record number of attendees in person, along with millions watching worldwide, as he spoke of his hopes for the nation, along with welcoming the American people's participation in bringing constructive change.
And so, to all the other peoples and governments who are watching today, from the grandest capitals to the small village where my father was born, know that America is a friend of each nation and every man, woman, and child who seeks a future of peace and dignity. We will work tirelessly to lessen the nuclear threat and roll back the specter of a warming planet. For the world has changed, and we must change with it. Let it be said by our children's children that when we were tested, we refused to let this journey end, that we did not turn back, nor did we falter. And with eyes fixed on the horizon and God's grace upon us, we carried forth that great gift of freedom and delivered it safely to future generations.
We join the country in a respectful salute of congratulations, President Obama. May heaven grace your leadership in serving the highest goals of your country and the American people.
In a video conference with Supreme Master Television staff, when asked if she had a message for President Barack Obama, Supreme Master Qinghai had said,
"If I have something to tell him, please go like this. Dear President Obama, don't be a president. Don't be a president. Be an extraordinary leader. Be a compassionate leader. Be the one of the kind leader. Be compassionate and endorse a more compassionate lifestyle for the Americans. Be a hero. Be a lifesaver. Be a historical vegan president of America and lead the world to salvation. Peace and love expands. War and hatred isolate. That's what I would tell him, and he understands.
International recognition given by the French Order of Arts and Literature. This award in its three categories of commander, officer, and knight are presented to those who have significantly enriched their French culture in the areas of arts or literature. This year, famed Scottish folk singer Dana Vong was inducted as an officer, while French countertenor Philippe Jaguski, considered on the forefront of modern French opera, was knighted. Also awarded were three Alaxis or Vietnamese citizens, the accomplished Yung Dung for his translations that included 20 famous French literary works, venerated Professor Nguyen Vinh Bao for his many traditional music contributions, and the esteemed Professor Yip Thi Mi Han for her contributions to the construction of a bamboo eco-museum and botanic garden in Ao Lạc or Vietnam. Congratulations to all of this year's inductees into the French Order of Arts and Literature. May the arts continue to bridge cultures and beautify our lives.
Russian journalist remembered. Following a news conference on a human rights case in downtown Moscow, 25-year-old trainee reporter Miss Anastasia Baburova was seriously injured upon leaving the building, together with case attorney Stanislav Markelov, who himself was fatally wounded. Miss Baburova was taken to a hospital but later passed away from her injuries. Our deep condolences to the families of these two courageous persons as we offer tribute to the standards upheld in their work. May the souls of Mr. Markelov and Miss Baburova rest in heaven's eternal love and light. We pray that all personnel are protected as they perform their duties of conveying accurate and timely information to the public.
Freed Greek shipping mogul Pericles Panagopoulos, one of Greece's wealthiest citizens, also the founder of the country's largest ferry company, was reunited with his family early on Tuesday. 74-year-old Pericles Panagopoulos had been missing since January 12 in Athens, along with his chauffeur, who was safely found in a separate location. What relieving news! We wish Mr. Pericles Panagopoulos and his driver a joyful reunion with loved ones, as we also pray to soon see the day when all the people coexist in peace and safety.
Promising advancements made by the Humane Society International. Throughout 2008, the Humane Society International, or HSI, helped bring care to millions of animals around the world with accomplishments that included help to animals affected by disasters around the world, assistance in the goal of eliminating animal testing in the European Union, and campaign leadership to ban seal trading in Europe and Canada. At the same time, this global organization attributes its success to the support received from citizens around the world. Our sincere gratitude, Humane Society International personnel and volunteers, for your dedicated actions and advocacy on behalf of animal friends worldwide. Heaven bless your noble work in continuing to raise awareness and secure happiness and peace for their lives.
Save our planet. U.S. community constructed around wildlife. Developers of Harmony, Florida, located south of Walt Disney World in the United States, had sought to demonstrate that a community could be built that protected wildlife while remaining successful as a business. 70% of Harmony's 11,000 acres are thus wetlands and lakes that will never be developed, where residents employ noiseless solar-powered boats to observe nature without disturbing the animals, and streetlights are cast downwards to avoid disrupting migrating birds. Bravo, Harmony developers and residents, for your inspiring example of our ability to coexist in peace and respect for all life.
Save our planet. A new kind of bike arrives in Ghana. A lightweight and sturdy bicycle crafted from the abundant local bamboo is being introduced to farmers and other rural residents to help improve their transportation and standard of living. Initiated by the American engineer David Peckham, the Ghana Abompe Bamboo Bike Project has provided training to locals on how to create the bikes using just bamboo, glue, fiber, and recycled bike parts, all without the need for electric machine tools. One model called the Cargo Bike has been designed specially to carry heavy loads for farmers. Kudos David Peckham and the Ghana Abompe Bamboo Bike Project for this green and innovative transportation. We look forward to more eco-friendly practices as these to foster flourishing lives while helping to preserve our planet.
Save our planet! Rare butterfly seen again in the UK. Large tortoiseshell butterflies, believed to have disappeared from Britain after the late 1940s, were recently sighted once more in Branscombe, Devon, and the Dorset coast. Their absence for so many years is thought to be due to habitat loss and a disruption in the food chain. We join the British people in welcoming back the beautiful tortoiseshell butterfly. May your numbers indeed thrive once again as we all strive to coexist on the planet in harmonious balance with nature.
Save our planet. Texas, USA, expecting continued dry spell. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor map, 58% of the state experienced drought in 2008, and meteorologists are forecasting dry conditions to worsen. In 2008, the cities of San Antonio and Austin had their driest years on record since the 1950s. Wheat plantings have been delayed as farmers are waiting for precipitation, and burn bans already in effect for 95 of the state's 254 counties could be extended as fire concerns increase. U.S. scientists and Texas state officials, our appreciation for informing the public of this alarming trend. We pray for the blessing of gentle rain and that extreme conditions as these lessen through our benevolent action toward all inhabitants on Earth. During an international seminar in August 2008, in answer to a question regarding the natural disasters, Supreme Master Ching Hai had answered as follows.
Nowadays, disasters are more frequent than ever. If it's not earthquake, then it's a storm, typhoon, drought. Western America now worry about water. This even more permanent disaster than just an earthquake, which lasts not long. And the bad karma has to be paid. If the people turn to noble lifestyle, just even be vegetarian to save the planet, to save the animals, that's enough to save them also.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3,433 million hectares of land annually, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production, reduce pollution from untreated animal waste, maintain cleaner air, save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg, go green. For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com.
Save our planet. A Bangladeshi news magazine, The New Nation, reports on the 10 most important factors in successfully addressing climate change, including green technologies and revised lifestyles, such as reducing meat consumption.
Save our planet. The Universal Society of Hinduism president, Rajan Zed, has commended the Church of Scotland for being a voice of concern about climate change and for actively promoting sustainable living.
Save our planet. UK Conservative Party leader David Cameron has introduced a green plan that reduces emissions and generates electricity savings by redistributing energy consumption away from peak times.
Hi friends, I'm Toppy the Grasshopper, and I'm a vegetarian. I'd like to offer a tip on car care. To reduce wear on your car engine and to save money in the long run, change the oil and oil filter in your auto regularly. Over time, oil becomes a less effective lubricant due to high temperatures in the engine. Please check with your owner's manual or mechanic to find out how often it should be changed. It can range from every 3,000 miles to 10,000 miles, depending on the make of the car and the climate. Thank you for tuning in. And thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now for the weather around the globe.
In world news, United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, signs an accord with Sudanese authorities to protect child welfare. A memorandum of understanding restricting the age of recruitment into the armed forces of Sudan has been signed by UNICEF, Sudan's National Council for Child Welfare, and the Sudan Armed Forces, SAF. A child rights unit will be created within the SAF to monitor the implementation of 2007 Sudan's People's Armed Forces Act that prevents the recruitment of minors under the age of 18. UNICEF will provide the unit with technical support, funds and training. Our deep gratitude, United Nations Children's Fund, Sudan's National Council for Child Welfare and the Sudan Armed Forces, for collaborating to safeguard innocent children. May all young people be granted an abundance of love and joy.
In invention news, researchers in the United States create new metallic glass alloys. A group of scientists from California Institute of Technology in Pasadena, California, have made metallic glass composites that are titanium-based. They are lighter and cost less than previously produced zirconium alloys. Furthermore, they retain their durability and ductility. Lead researcher Dr. Douglas Hoffman said they are among the toughest engineering materials that currently exist. What an amazing discovery, Dr. Hoffman and participating scientists at California Institute of Technology. May the many new advances in science help bring about a more harmonious and sustainable planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, Formosan, or Taiwanese puppet theater, promotes a plant-based diet. We're going to thank God for all the diversity on our planet. Stay tuned for more assuring news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, conscientious news for a greener world. In children news, Formosan Taiwanese Puppet Theatre shares their message about the environmentally friendly plant-based diet. To promote vegetarianism as a solution to global warming, the Love Ocean Puppet Theatre, comprised of our association members, held four special shows on a vegan diet and animal welfare.
So we
The performances took place on a popular street in Inge Town, Formosa, Taiwan. In the trivia game after the show, many enthusiastically answered questions about solutions to global warming and ways to respect animals.
你对现在地球暖化，你觉得怎么样？
我觉得说啊，每个人需要去爱护动物，啊，每个人都要去珍惜这个。
这个地球的每一个资源。
大家多数时，地球就会酷。
The participants happily received Supreme Master Ching Hai's 3 number 1 international bestsellers, The Birds in My Life, The Dogs in My Life, and The Noble Wilds as gifts. Many thanks and heaven bless. Love Ocean Puppet Theatre for your efforts in sharing the vital news of saving our home planet through adopting a vegetarian diet.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Standing Room Only.
There was a delivery of quintuplets who were able to walk immediately after the umbilical cords were cut. The elder doctor was asked to explain this unusual phenomenon. He said, well, I guess they had a lot of practice. The younger doctor asked, what do you mean by practicing? They were just born babies. The elder doctor said, well, they have only room to stand in the womb, didn't they?
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master TV, greetings. I want to thank you because your channel was a motivation that made me one of the conscious vegetarians and one whose lifestyle is totally green now. I had never been a vegetarian before till I watched your constructive channel. You and your brilliant channel inspired me to be so. All what you do is great indeed. Your message surely will attain what it aspires to. Keep going with your assistance and your great, conscious, constructive and inspiring work. All of us will be conscious and good stewards to halt global warming and save our planet and all its inhabitants. I watch your channel via suprememastertv.com, so I'm asking you to make your channel available on Nile Satellite to be more accessible to the people here in the Middle East. I think your message should reach them, and truly it will change a large number of people and things here. With best wishes, Atif from Jordan.
Bravo, Atif. How fantastic that you're veg and green. We now broadcast on Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6 in Jordan. If in the future it is possible for us to air on Nile Satellite, that would be wonderful. Please help by sharing with all your friends, relatives, and co-citizens that we must return to a compassionate lifestyle if we are to save this planet. That includes a vegetarian diet in our daily lives. Let's join together and we can do it. May the great Allah abundantly bless you and all the good people of your nation. In love and peace.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for watching Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television. If you have any stories or comments from your part of the world, please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
May your every moment be graced with harmony and happiness.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe and leaders of two other parties meet to resume discussions on national unity through a shared government.
A priceless copy of the oldest manuscripts of poet Hafez has been found by Iranian scholar Ali Ferdowsi, which dates back to 1389 and is inscribed by a contemporary of the great poet.
Ukraine and Russia have entered into a 10-year agreement to assure gas supplies from Russia to the European Union with a 20% discount to Ukraine.
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, has launched the Fine Faux Foie Gras Challenge for creating the best cruelty-free vegan foie gras with a top prize of $10,000.
A new welfare helpline number has been established by the government to help rescue children in need in the Indian city of New Delhi.
Flood victims in Nadi, Fiji, have been visited by representatives of the Digicel mobile company, who distributed rations of food and other items to those staying at evacuation centers.
The National Liberation Forces of Burundi have pledged to release underage soldiers from their ranks by the end of January as part of their commitment to restoring peace in the nation.
To eliminate cholera in Zimbabwe, the United Nations Children's Fund has donated $5 million to better the healthcare system.
A rescue helicopter in Scotland saved a surfer who went missing after winds reached almost 60 miles per hour near Makirahanish Beach in Kintyre Peninsula.
The National Congress for the Defense of the People has declared a complete ceasefire in the Democratic Republic of Congo with the goal of restoring peace in the nation. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.